is Jalen Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together we are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Happy Monday, everybody. We have an exciting show for you today. We'll be talking about some of the ways that the NBA is going to try to entertain us during this quarantine. We also have some very important news that matters. We have a don't get fired topic of the day, which very well might get us fired. Jalen, be very careful today. And of course, we asked you, how did you make the weekend and the quarantine feel like a weekend? We'll get to your answers. But we start with an interesting proposal, Jalen. It has been done before, a long time ago in All-Star Weekend, but not since then have we had truly an NBA-sponsored horse competition. Now the proposal is that prominent NBA players will be at their home gyms, be filmed, and they will sort of simultaneously play a game of horse. What do you think about this idea?
Virtual. I like it a lot. And in this unique time that we're dealing with this pandemic and the coronavirus basically has us trapped in our homes and walking the streets wearing gloves and masks, it almost feels like a third world country gone bad. It feels like martial law. And so for the players who are fortunate enough to make multi-millions of dollars, have these special homes that they were fortunate enough to purchase that also have has a gym to help them hone their craft, I like this idea because in that scenario, Jacoby, they're hooping anyway. They working out anyway because they love basketball, except Giannis, he's probably staying in an apartment, ain't shooting at all. The guys that have a gym, they're going to be in there anyway. They can have somebody film them anyway. So I like this idea, playing the game of horse. It's no different from the video games or anything else where I saw the players playing 2K. And it seems like everybody used the Bucks, the Lakers, or the Clippers, even if they're in the league. I like this idea a lot.
I watched a little bit of the 2K stuff. It was fun to watch the guys just sort of have a little fun while they were playing. But it did seem like you saw a lot of the same teams out there on the basketball court. I saw a little Nets with Kevin Durant as well. But about this horse thing is, you know what? I'll take anything. Like, will it be thrilling? Maybe. But will it be better than me rewatching a Netflix show that I've already watched or listening to these children cry like you can probably hear in the background? I will take anything from the NBA right now, absolutely anything. So I think horse will be great. And the NBA is also going to give us something that it's given us before but in a very different way this year, and that is, of course, the Hall of Fame enshrinement. Well, the class has been announced, and it features three of the biggest names of our era of basketball. We have, of course, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett going into a Hall of Fame class that includes some other people as well. Jalen, what do you think about this trio and the others that are going to be honored this year in Springfield?
The greatest class of all time. And I believe it's 1999, the class that featured Michael Jordan and David Robinson and Jerry Sloan stands out in my mind also. Three people that have a lot in common, but they're really different in a lot of ways. Kobe Bryant is the remix to Michael Jordan. And he set out and told the world that his goal was to be the greatest player of all time. And when you see his interviews, how he walked, how he chewed his gum, the kicks that he rocked, everything mimicked MJ. And he got as close as anybody's going to ever do it. The late great had multiple iterations of his career. He had the period of time where he and Shaq won back-to-back-to-back championships, and the Diesel was finals MVP. Then he had to deal with the turbulence of the public that felt like he ran Shaq off because Shaq was more of a man of the people and more outgoing to everyone. And then Shaq won a championship in Miami before he did. And then Shaq, of course, teased him about it when he made a song and everything about it. So those last couple of championships, I know, because I've asked him this, meant more to him than the first three, because he felt like he was that guy. And there's a Kobe Bryant record with Phil Jackson, and then there's one without him that isn't so good. But that's what happens when you play as long as he did, which leads me to the next guy, Tim Duncan, the model of consistency. Mm-hmm. He didn't have those ebbs and flows. 20 straight years, winning record, playoffs, five championships, got ushered in by David Robinson, somebody that was a big, showed him how to be a pro, showed him how to practice. They became their own version of the Twin Towers. Reinvented himself like no other all-time great player. And I'm not just talking about his attitude and his humility, and he didn't always thump his chest when he made a shot. It was, okay, going to let Tony, Manu, Kawhi all eat. And when we start talking about super teams, for some reason they get left out because they were all drafted by the Spurs. They equate, if you ask me. And then lastly, the big ticket. Getting drafted by Minnesota, I wanted him and Stephon Marbury to play together for 10 years.
Yep.
Like Kobe and Shaq. Imagine if that would have happened, Jacoby.
Penny and Shaq, Kobe and Shaq, Steph and the big ticket, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
And just take a second and look at these numbers that this trio amassed over their time in the NBA. Just look at that.
They got work to do. And the all-time greatness of Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan puts them on the top. Even if you're being conservative, top 10 list of all-time people to do it. For the big ticket, he went to Minnesota, was charged, unlike those other two guys, basically to be the best player in the face of the franchise. And so he had some terrific years. He leads Minnesota in all the major statistical categories. But ultimately, he needed to leave Minnesota. He had some great chances with Spree, and Sam Cassell, I remember those squads. Rest in peace to the late, great Malik Sealy running with Wally Szczerbiak, but that couldn't get him there. And so he needed to go to Boston in order to achieve it. And lastly, what I would like to acknowledge, when you start trying to split hairs of greatness, when you're Kobe and you're playing for a storied franchise that won championships before you and had so many Hall of Famers, you have to live up to that standard. He did it and exceeded. Tim Duncan got drafted by a team that never won a championship, like MJ and the Bulls. They won all five after they drafted Tim Duncan. And yep. For the big ticket, his original squad couldn't get it done. He needed to go to a storied franchise, team up with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce to actually get it done. And so all-time greatness is on display. I believe Macy Elwart, Christopher Webber, should have been a part of this class as well. Hopefully he gets inducted next time.
We got to get Chris in there. He deserves to be in there. He absolutely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But Jalen, I want you to take this seriously because I know we're on the internet right now. We're not airing on television. I know you get real comfortable. You're in your own home. You know, so I just want you to take this very seriously.
Do-rag on, hat to the back.
Yeah, you got do-rag on. Like, you're too comfy right now. You're too cozy. So take this seriously because this is the Don't Get Fired Top of the Day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen, there's a soccer star by the name of Kyle Walker, and he's overseas. He's in the UK. And he, like all of us, are locked down in quarantine in our own homes, and he's got a certain following being an athlete, so he goes on social media and he expresses to everyone how important social distancing is and staying in your home and staying 6 feet away from people is and how we can all together fight this deadly virus. However, now, I don't know if this is true, but there's a young woman who is claiming that allegedly this same gentleman who put out that public service announcement on his social media accounts hired a couple ladies of the night over to his home to engage in some group activities. So, Mr. Rose, don't get us fired, but please, what do you think about Mr. Walker's public and private sort of hypocrisy there?
First and foremost, I'm going to do something while answering this question that's going to make you really proud. It's going to make you really proud. You ready for this?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Are We're bringing ready? The bat out for Kyle Walker gets the bat out. Uh-oh. I'm terrified. I'm not proud. I'm terrified.
Okay. So a few things about this topic. Number one, where's my phone? I'm about to follow him right now.
Okay. Kyle Walker.
The other thing is there are certain industries, Jacoby, that have halted during these socially distancing periods. And so I appreciate those out there that are still trying to give commerce and work to those industries. It's really important, Jacoby, that we continue to stimulate the economy.
Mm.
Lastly, the hypocrisy is hilarious to some people, but to me, it's normal because my brother, David Jacoby, lives with his wife, lives with his kids. He's really comfortable. And you know what they're not doing? Socially distancing.
Jalen, you don't understand how this works. You really don't understand how this works. You do not socially distance from those that live with your in your home. I have to feed my children and take care of my children and put them to bed at night. It's like sometimes I can explain things to you like you're like one of my children myself. Social distancing does not apply for those that you live with, okay? I'm following all government guidelines. You can get all the glasses and all the bats and all the props that you want, but you cannot accuse me of not abiding by social distancing.
Well, the basic social distancing premise does lie, and by the way, I'm being facetious here and sarcastic. It does lie with those that you live with, but also those that you love and you trust and you enjoy. And well, so for him to look down at his phone or look down at an app, and I know he saw their pictures. I know he did. I know he did. And he got enthusiastic. He was like, yo, this one is 36, 24, 36, and costs how much? Oh, definitely. Put it in a basket. This one, you know, I've never had this combination together. You know, like some, like you wouldn't have, when you get ice cream, do you have vanilla and chocolate at the same time? You probably don't. You know, you don't like chicken and waffles together. This is his chance to put two situations of greatness together. The embodiment of happiness. And for him to do so, it's an amazing achievement and a great courage.
Well, it is neither an amazing achievement nor is it courageous, but I'm sure that he had a stimulus package for them and they had a stimulus package for him. Moving on. So I'm going to show you a clip that we played on this show. It was from 2019 February, okay? And it is a gentleman playing for the Kentucky basketball team. I believe his name is Keldon Johnson, right? Now, he is playing the game, and Brittany Renner, and of IG
people
fame,
notice.
You know who Brittany Renner is. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't. And so this is believed to be Mr. Johnson sort of trying to get the eye of Miss Renner while she was on the sidelines. Now, also on that team, PJ Washington. Interesting, because the internet sleuths have pointed this out. Big shout out to Black Sports Online, where I found the story.
Robert Lethal, my guy.
And PJ Washington and Brittany Renner are both in quarantine. However, they've both been active on social media. And when you look at some of the things that they've posted on social media, it looks like they have been posting from the very, very same couch in the very same corner of the very same room. So, Jalen, what do you think about this? The circle of life of this story, the genesis of this budding relationship with just a young man in college, and now two young lovebirds who may or may not be, according to social media, quarantined together.
Shout to the OG PJ Senior. Here's what I'll say about that. In doing some research for this topic, and I know we laugh and joke a lot about not preparing, you know what I also discovered as I was searching her and trying to make sure I was professional and I was prepared for this topic? I got introduced to Tiana Trump, her friend. And I was like, okay, I understand why people are really enthusiastic, especially single individuals that follow their movement. And so while they're friends, they move alike publicly, but vastly different, as you probably Google who that is as I speak. And so I'm happy for PJ. He was balling with Charlotte this year. He get a chance to be quarantined who he want. This is why I'm trying to tell you, don't hate on the soccer star.
Jalen, this show has already gone off the rails. I'm afraid this next topic is going to take it even further. Because one of the greatest running backs of all time, well, I think it's underappreciated when we think about all-timers, a gentleman by the name of Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson played for the Rams. The Rams, who just changed their logo. Eric Dickerson didn't like the logo so much that he tried to lobby the Rams to change their logo. And, Jalen, I'm going to show you this logo, and I'm just going to ask you a very simple, direct question. Does it look like there's a penis on the Rams' face?
It doesn't look like that. I don't know how often you look down, but it doesn't look like that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'll say that the Rams logo reminds me of the current Lions logo. They're tame. I like the older ones. They look rougher. Am I tripping?
I'm not mad at this Rams logo. I can't unsee the male genitalia thing once that someone pointed that out to me. It's kind of like a pack of Camel smokes. Like once someone points out to you that there's something hidden in there, you can't unsee it. But I don't see what's wrong with this logo. It's not that bad. Like if I'm Eric Dickerson, I'm not going to like run up in the office and start screaming at people over the logo. It really looks kind of cool to me as far as I'm concerned, but whatever. But
so how can you say you see what you think you see, but then say it's cool at the same time?
Because I didn't before that was ever pointed out to me, I liked the logo. I didn't mind the actual Ram part. I think the LA with the little you know Ram sunset thing, I could do without that. But the Ram doesn't
look tame.
The Ram doesn't look cool. The Lions logo is terrible. I can't decide which is worse, the Lions logo or the Lions team. Probably the Lions team. But the Lions logo, the whole full body lion, it's jumping in the air with an arm in the air. This is trash. It is trash. But you get the Detroit Old English Deep Foot Tigers, so you're good. Jalen. We're all just sitting and waiting for The Last Dance, the interview, the documentary, the 10-episode series about Michael Jeffrey Jordan on and off the court, focused on one season with the Bulls. And Jalen, it is time for the next installment of The Last Dance Countdown. Jalen, we're going to be doing a topic about Michael Jordan every single day until April 19th when the documentary comes out, because there is so much to talk about in regards to his career on and off the basketball court and his life. And we might even have a special podcast series coming out later. Stay tuned for that. Don't want to give too much away. But the question today is not about Michael Jordan. It is about Scottie Pippen. Do you think in Jordan's vast success and being the greatest of all time, Scottie Pippen is underappreciated as a basketball player?
Can I tell you something that would have not only changed the course of history, but would have changed my life forever?
What's that, Jalen?
The night before the 1994 NBA draft, I was picking a pimple underneath my left eye, and the telephone in my hotel ring, the phone in my hotel rang. It was Jerry Krause, the general manager of the Chicago Bulls. And you know what they were considering doing that season?
What?
Was trading Scottie Pippen and their pick to Seattle for Sean Kemp and their pick, which ultimately they wanted to make me.
Wow. Whoa.
Imagine
Kemp and Jordan on the Bulls. Wow.
So imagine MJ returning from playing baseball. And all of a sudden, I get a chance to play with him for 3 seasons with Sean Kemp.
Wow. Jim, what a sliding door moment. What a change in your life that you had absolutely nothing to do with. So let's go down the hypothetical highway. How do you think your career and your life would have been different if you were on that team?
Oh, I'll be top 75, definitely in the Hall of Fame. No question about it. Multiple-time All-Star. Absolutely. I would have got the tutelage of Phil Jackson playing alongside Michael Jordan. I played at a really high level. I just didn't have this all-time greatness that I was surrounded by. And Reggie Miller's my big brother, but you get a chance to play with Michael Jordan, it's a game changer. So absolutely, I believe Scottie Pippen is underrated. Now, a lot of people talk about positions, and I remember this is probably 2010, 2011, I quote-unquote got banned from a show on our own network because I was on there teaching one gentleman who talks about sports still for a living how positions were created so a novice can follow the game. And so when you look at Scottie, He fell into the mold of point forwards. Gather around, boys and girls. Let me teach you. Look at some old Milwaukee Bucks footage. Paul Pressey is along that line. Scottie Pippen, Grant Hill, LeBron James. And so as a two-way player that can lock down multiple positions, initially score reluctantly, but he was able to finally really start just dominating and know he could get buckets, especially when MJ left, and then that continued. To also be a guy that got you the dimes and was a triple threat, he a top 50 player of all time. And every time we talk about the Bulls, we just credit MJ.
Yep.
75% of the time, he doesn't get mentioned.
Nope.
And absolutely, he's underrated by history based on everything he accomplished, because people remember your lower moments a lot of times more than your best ones. The time when he got a migraine against the Pistons. The time when he didn't take the floor on the last shot when Tony Kukoc made the game winner. So those things kind of marred history. And then lastly, and I'll just say this frankly, I felt like MJ never publicly bigged up Scottie Pippen.
Mm.
He never was like, I could not have done this without Scottie. That was not a consistent theme that he said publicly. So he allowed us to run with the theme that it was all about him. And lastly, when he started owning the team, he didn't give Pip a gig.
Well, I'm sure Pippen's fine. But I think that's a really interesting point about Scottie about Michael not publicly sort of like, you know, paying homage to his player, Scottie Pippen, a teammate. I'm sure it will come up in the 10-episode documentary that I absolutely can't wait for. That starts on April 19th. Now, Jalen, a lot of people are at home. They're spending time on their phones. And, you know, I saw my screen time went up about 50% now that we're on the quarantine. So sometimes it's going to get socially awkward. Jalen, we're all here at our homes on our phones. And Instagram Live is something that we're all doing. You can catch Jalen Jacoby on Jalen's Instagram Live. And last week we saw Kevin Durant was watching some, we'll call it an erotic performance on Instagram Live when he happened to not just join the live, but also commented on it. Well, he's not alone among star athletes. The latest is Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, now in Atlanta. And he was also enjoying some of the shows that are being performed for the people that are on quarantine. Jalen, what do you think about this latest trend of star athletes commenting on erotic Instagram Live performances?
Celebrating amazing talent and great performances. The same things that we hope happen when we post our clips and we do our show. It's the exact same thing. The E in ESPN is for entertainment. And you look down at your phone, if you're getting it, you got to press the like button. You got to leave a comment. That's what we want you guys to do. So many people have supported our movement for 9+ years. Y'all got to shout us out. Y'all got to support us. That's the same thing KD was doing. That's the same thing Todd Gurley was doing. Shout to the Georgia Bulldogs. You know my daughter Mariah go there. His physical didn't pass, Jacoby. It's during the quarantine. Now, Tom Brady, he got his done.
Yep.
That lets you know, like, the power structure of the game. Tom Brady and Todd Gurley both changed teams. One guy get his physical done and his contract's completed. One guy, he's still in limbo. It's almost like masking ventilators in this country. It's like everybody's looking for them, but the people that need them, along with tests, just can't get them. So for Todd Gurley, he's at home. He got his phone in his hand. He sees some amazing talent. He just wanted to pay homage.
Well, for all our sakes, I hope his phone was the only thing that he had in his hand. Moving on.
I like what you did there, sir.
Pay no attention. No attention. We're moving on. Jalen, we are all just so smart for sports entertainment. I'm excited about a horse competition between NBA players that aren't even in the same gym. Like, I'm hyped for that. I watched NBA players play video games this weekend. Dana White and the UFC are trying to deliver. As of right now, UFC 249 has not been canceled. It'll feature a Tony Ferguson fight. They're looking at some West Coast venues. What do you think about the UFC's determination to continue to put on their events even during these times?
So the thing that is going to be the rub in our country, and we've seen multiple, almost 95% of states on shutdowns, and you see certain states that just haven't done it for whatever reason, It's going to be the same thing with corporations, businesses, and sporting activities. We saw the WWE put on an event in Buffalo. My guy Westside Gunn was not happy about that. Shout out Griselda. And did it without fans. And so there are certain sports like the UFC that figure we're going to try to create some enthusiasm, some content for our fans to watch since we know that they're at home, but feel like we can still do it without fans. And I initially was so very against emotionally playing games and or sporting events without fans. But as I've gotten deeper and understand what's happening with the coronavirus, it feels like this is going to carry on overall a lot longer than people really truly understand. I want you and everybody else to get emotionally and psychologically ready for sports without fans.
Yeah.
There's going to be a period of time where that takes place. So these are just precursors to that.
I also feel like we will adjust as fans to sports without fans in the seats pretty quickly. Like the NBA Finals game will still be intense without crowd noise. I still think that I will enjoy it less, but I will enjoy it.
You won't enjoy it less. Let me tell you. Let me pull you behind the curtain real quick.
Okay.
Let me pull everybody behind the curtain real quick. Let me tell you what would happen in the NBA when you play games without fans. In the NFL, when you play games without fans. Same with Major League Baseball. You ready for this? It's going to be a lot more intense. It's going to be a lot more physical. It's going to be a lot more personal. It's not going to be as buddy-buddy. You know why? Because you can hear everything.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be able to judge everything. It's one thing to hear the gym shoes squeaking and guys go up to each other like they socially distancing and doing this because they know the cameras are on and covering their mouths. But that's different when you can hear. It's different when you can hear the jersey exchange. That changes the entire experience. So that dynamic is going to be something that you as a sports fan are actually going to like.
I am looking forward to that. That's one of the first things that I thought of as someone who's worked in sports television for so long is we're going to get so much Nat sound. We're actually going to be able to hear more trash talk and more back and forth between the referees and the athletes and the coaches and the athletes. They're going to end up turning those microphone sensitivity down after a couple games, and they're going to put like a 20-second delay on everything. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I just want sports back. I don't care if it's just some weird horse competition.
Yes.
Just give me some basketball. I'll take any basketball whatsoever. Please give the people what they want and give us some basketball. Adam Silver right now. Adam Silver is going to give the people what they want. We also are going to give the people what they want. So we put up questions every single day on our Twitter and Instagram feeds. Today we asked, how did you make the weekend feel like the weekend during quarantine? And Jalen, you've got some hoodies that you made. And you're going to give away a hoodie to your favorite answer. We have three nominees.
Ooh, that's pressure.
From Instagram.
Oh, man.
There are three nominees right now of how they made the quarantine weekend feel like the weekend. The first one is right here. You will see it, Jalen. A lot of pressure on you. This is from BTO Rands. During the week, we drink cheap wine beer. On the weekends, we drink craft beer and better wine. All right, that's our first nominee. Second one is from Everybody Loves Ryan. Well, I was supposed to be on my Royal Caribbean cruise this weekend, so I bought my own foot spa machine, maybe a Bahama Mama drink, sat back and read a book. Hard to top that one. I don't even know what Bahama Mama is, but I'm into it. I want one. Didn't have lobster, but I did get some crab legs. Well done. Wore a hoodie and shorts all week. Jalen, a lot of pressure on you for this one. But one thing I wanted to bring to your attention, you have a bat over your shoulder. I also got a crab leg this weekend.
Wow. That's so amazing right there.
That's a big crab right there.
Our executive producer, Joao, got that for you. You didn't do nothing.
Our executive producer, Joao Jacoby, my wife, got the crab leg. I will have nothing to do with the preparation of this crab leg. I will have a lot to do with the devouring of this crab leg. So, Jalen, you got the bat over your one shoulder. I got the crab leg over mine. Who do you judge as the best response of how they made their quarantine weekend be like a week?
First off, Bahama Mama falls in line with my drinks because it's fruity. I appreciate everybody's responses to the topic. But what am I giving away again?
Hoodie.
That word was actually used in one of the answers.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, that's the winner. Crab legs.
I believe the winner is the last one, and we'll put it back up on the screen. Didn't have lobster, but I did get some crab legs. Well done. Wore a hoodie and shorts all week.
So I got some crab leg game.
I am 11716. You will get a new hoodie to wear all weekend. How would you like to see this crab leg be prepared?
For you and I Am Legend. First off, you got to crack it fully. Second, this is where you work on your seasonings. You can do a lot of different things with that crab. Try your different seasonings. Try your different rubs. Try your different spices. Like, put some seasonings on that thing. And lastly, do not eat it cold. Got to put some butter on that thing. You got to not put it in the microwave. You got to put it in the oven. Let it simmer. Have you a beverage? Have you some medicinal?
Yes.
Let it get hot. And you got to throw a side on there. Get you some broccoli or some cauliflower. No doubt about it. A little potato. Throw you a little sweet potato in the oven also. Slice it a little bit. Use up some of that same butter, some of that same cinnamon, and you'll be eating good.
Jalen, I'll be enjoying this crab leg this evening, and we will be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
See you tomorrow.